Okay, so over the summer, we are going to be thinking about that prayer that we all pray together outside, the Lord's Prayer. But to help us as we get ready for that, we're going to be thinking about prayer today. So if I say the word prayer to you, what do you guys think about? What ideas or thoughts come into your mind? Maybe you have a chat with your family, you just have to think on your own, just for a minute, and then we'll feedback any ideas, thoughts. When I say the word prayer, what are some of the first things that pop into your head? Have a quick chat, and then we'll share all together in just a minute. Okie doke. Any thoughts or ideas that popped into people's heads when I said prayer? Yes, up there.
Church.
Church. Okie doke. No one can think of any hard words, but I'm not going to be able to spell them.
Talking to God.
Fantastic. Any other thoughts? Any other thoughts or ideas? Yeah. Sorry?
Teaspoon,
thank you, Solly. Please, prayers. Brilliant. Any other thoughts or words or ideas? Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, other good memory things to help us remember what to pray. That's not stop praying, is it? That's not what you were thinking. We weren't thinking we should stop praying. Exactly, but stop prayers. Sorry, thank you. Others, please. Brilliant. Well, rather than give you my best thoughts about prayer, I thought today we'd have a listen to what Jesus said about prayer. So he was up on a hillside with a whole lot of his friends, and he said the following words. So Judy's going to come and read for us. There's a microphone there for you. She's going to read for us what Jesus said to this crowd of his followers up on a hillside.
And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks, Jesus. Okay, so Jesus was giving his friends a lesson in how to pray. He said, don't be like some people, but do this instead. We're going to have a look at those two groups today. But I want you to do a little bit of work, first of all. I'm just going to read again at verse 5, look at number 5 in your searches, and think about these two questions. Maybe think about them on your own or your chatting families. Where does Jesus say not to pray? And why does he say this? Have a read for just a minute, and then we'll have a look at those verses together. So verse 5, have a read and have a think. Thinking going on. Okie doke. So we're going to spend the next couple of minutes just looking at this verse. And I could do with a volunteer to come and help me. Do you want to come? You might have to run down. I forgot that I'll need a volunteer up on stage. If you want to come and help me up on stage, yeah. If you're happy to, you might just have to run on down and come and join me up the front here. Because we're first of all going to look at the hypocrites. Jesus talks about hypocrites. Now, these were the important religious people in Jesus' day. And they wanted everyone to see and hear what they were up to. Fantastic. Come on up. And could you grab the megaphone for me and the arrow and point them at yourself? Put the arrow at yourself and put the megaphone up to your mouth. Exactly, because that was what the hypocrite was like. The hypocrite wanted everyone to see them and to hear them going, look at me, aren't I such a good person? I'm doing all this praying, God's going to be listening to me. Now, if we went into Henley and did this, I think people would think we were a little bit crazy now. But in Jesus' day, if you were sitting in the sanctuary like that, holding a microphone, praying loudly, everyone going, look at me, people would be thinking, wow, this person must be really holy. They're praying, God must be super pleased with them. But Jesus, in that verse we just read, Jesus said, that's not true. He said that people who are being like this are putting on a performance. They've used a play at school. They're putting on an act. They just want people to like their performance. And you know what Jesus says? When he hears people saying, oh, isn't this such a good prayer? Isn't this person so special? And that's job done. For the hypocrite, that's all they need to hear. But that's not the point of prayer. Jesus is telling us that. Prayer isn't like a play. Prayer is talking to God. So he said, and if we're trusting in Jesus, the God who we're praying to is our Father, our Dad. And he's the only person in the whole universe we should care about what he thinks of our prayers. Because you see, prayer isn't all about, look at me. It's about our dad who sees. In fact, you can go and sit back down. Brilliant. Thanks so much. You see, it's not about pointing the arrow at ourselves going, look at me. It's about talking to our dad, our God. He sees everything. He knows everything. And so we can't put on a play for him. And that's why, I don't know if you noticed when Judah was reading, Jesus talks about going into a room that's hidden from everyone else. Let's have a little read of verse 6, on number 6 in our sermon sheets. And Jesus says this, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Now, if I go into the vestry here, you can't see me. No one can see me. But both can. And there's no one about. You see, I'm not tempted to try and put on a performance. It's just me and God, my dad. And that's how Jesus says it should be. But we pray only what we about what God, our dad, doesn't want to stay there all the time. Then, you see, that doesn't mean we can never pray in front of other people. It's great to pray with others. But it's all about our hearts. Who are we wanting to please when we pray? Are we putting on a performance for other people? Or are we only concerned about what our dad in heaven sees and hears? So you see, so when we pray, maybe in our families, or in our kids' groups, or in our life groups, or in our prayer meetings at church, are we just trying to impress people? And think, oh, isn't Peter such a good prayer? Or are we only concerned about what our dad in heaven thinks? See, our dad who knows everything, sees everything, but still loves us in Christ. So the thing about prayer, it's not look at me. It's about our dad who sees everything. But that's not all Jesus says. Again, I want you guys to do some work again. I want you to have a look at verses 7 and 8. So here's two questions for you to have a chat or think about. Chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. What are the pagans doing wrong? And why are they wrong? Have a little read of these verses. I think these two questions. What are they doing wrong and why are they wrong? To think. Now I'm going to need another volunteer. I'm looking up in the balcony. Can we give me a hand? We'll wait for our volunteer. I'm going to put all our volunteers in the balcony, which is really helpful. Fantastic. Okie dokie. Because we're going to have a bit more about what the pagans are doing wrong and why they are wrong. Okay. Just wait. We're in no rush. We've got plenty of time. It's much cooler in the outside. Got lots. Fantastic. Okay. Because our pagans, again, had some things wrong. Now, what I'd like you to do is actually pick up a big speech bubble on the table and hold it to your mouth for it. Fantastic, exactly. Because the thing is, these pagans, when they trekked, they thought they needed lots and 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 lots of words so that God would hear them and that he would say them in a special way as many times as possible so that God would hear them. It's the babbling that we're talking about in that verse. Now, the pagans, they didn't pray to the real gods. They prayed to pretend gods. And you know what? Their prayers almost seemed like a magic spell. So can you grab the magic wand for me? Give it a wave. Fantastic. Now, they thought if they said the right words in the right way, like some kind of magic spell, then God would hear them and do what they wanted him to do. But again, Jesus says, that's not true. Don't be like that. Prayer's not like some magic spell. It's about our dad who knows us well. Let's have a look at verse 8 again together. There's number 8 in our selections. Do not be like them, that's the pagans, for your father knows what you need before you ask him. Brilliant, thanks. You can put those back down. Run back upstairs. You see, if we're trusting in Jesus, trying to live like his way, then God is our good and perfect dad. He knows exactly what's going on in our lives, all the good stuff and all the bad stuff too. But he, most of all, he knows exactly what we need. And so we don't need to try and say lots of words to get his attention. You know, like when we're telling our dad's hand, daddy, we don't need to do that with God. God's perfect. He knows all. He sees everything. And he's there everywhere, so we can speak to him anytime, and he'll listen to us. Because when we pray, we're not using our words like some magic spell. We're talking to our dad, who knows us well. Now, again, this doesn't mean we can never pray long prayers. You know, Jesus even prayed all through the night sometimes. And it doesn't mean we shouldn't pray the same prayer again. And again, it's a good thing to do. But Jesus is wanting to remind us about the point of our prayers. We're not praying so that God hears us more and then likes us more. Instead, we're just praying to him because he's our dad. And most of us love spending time with our mums and dads, don't we? And the thing is, God, our Father in heaven, our dad in heaven, he knows us better than any parent possibly could. And by spending time with him, we're showing that we love him too. So when we say our prayers, maybe at breakfast time, maybe before bed, let's remember that it's an amazing present that we can talk to the God who made absolutely everything. Because he's our dad. He's the perfect creator who knows us, all the good things and all the bad things. So we don't need to say lots and lots and lots of words. We don't need to say things in a special way, but we're free and able just to enjoy spending time with him. We can remember, prayer's not like some magic spell. It's about talking to our dad, who knows as well. So as we finish, we can remember these two points about prayer as we go into our week, what Jesus is teaching his followers all those years ago up the hillside. Prayer's not about, look at me. It's about our dad who sees. And prayer's not some magic spell. It's about our dad who knows us well. And as we go into this week, maybe it will free us up, take the pressure off us, to try and pray, spend a bit more time with him this week. So maybe it's as a family just for 5 minutes over breakfast. 10 extra minutes before work in the morning, or coming along to the prayer meeting on Zoom on Tuesday night. Whatever it looks like for us, let's make the most of this amazing opportunity to spend time with our Dad, our Heavenly Father. Why don't we just have 2 minutes now, either on our own, in our heads, or with people around us, or with our families. Let's take some time to pray. We can maybe use some of these things. A thank you, a sorry, a please. Thank you, others, please, to help us as we say some prayers. Let's just have a couple of minutes in quietly. If you want to talk out loud, that's absolutely fine. And then in a minute or two, Steve will come and lead us in some prayers from the front. So let's just take 2 minutes now, pray with the people around you, just on your own, on your families, and then Steve will lead us in some prayers.